Tolerance. Tolerance is the disposition to be patient and fair toward those whose opinions, practices, and beliefs differ from yours. Holding your mind open to new ideas and new information is not simply a way to make yourself more pleasing to be around. Though it is closely related to tact as a social skill, tolerance makes you better able to identify and seize advantages. You may not make every new idea you encounter your own, but you will examine and try to understand it. Intolerance brings a host of disadvantages. 1. It makes enemies of those who would like to be friends. 2. It stops the growth of the mind by limiting the search for knowledge. 3. It discourages imagination. 4. It prohibits self-discipline. 5. It prevents accuracy in thinking and reasoning. The more intolerant you are, the more you close yourself off to the diversity of the world and to the power of the spiritual side of the mind, which can flourish only when it is ready to accept new ideas. Frankness of manner and speech. Everyone resents people who use subterfuge instead of dealing frankly with associates. People who are so slippery that they cannot be pinned down to direct, clear-cut statements cannot be depended upon. The problem with these people is not that they lie outright, but that they do what amounts to the same thing. They deliberately withhold facts from those who have a right to know them. This is base dishonesty, which undermines the soundest characters. Truly sound characters have the courage to speak and deal directly with people, and they follow this habit consistently, even though it may at times be to their disadvantage. If you read about some of the earlier aspects and assume that they could be used to engage in deceitful schemes, you are vastly mistaken. Without true frankness, none of your other skills will be successful. If you have to resort to trickery, what kind of confidence do you have in your definite major purpose, and what kind of attitude are you approaching it with? A keen sense of humor. A well-developed sense of humor aids you in becoming flexible and adaptable to the varying circumstances of life. It allows you to relax and remain human in the midst of pressure, instead of becoming cool and distant or angry and bitter. It keeps you from taking life too seriously. People who cannot laugh when laughter is exactly what is called for are denying themselves a wonderful mental tonic. If you discover some flaw in your product or plan, recognizing the comedy of the situation allows you to back up and start again. Otherwise, you will be trapped in your frustrations. And a sense of humor makes the simple act of smiling so much easier and does wonders for your PMA.